Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
You are now listening to the Dynasty Rewind.
Welcome back to the Dynasty Rewind. I'm your host, Michael Bauer, the best in the business. Once again, back in business. Today, we're going to live, laugh, avoid with my faithful co-host, Nate, the Professor Christian. What's up, Nate?
Oh, man. There you go. Keep trade cut. Live, laugh, loud. Live, laugh, love. There you go.
Yeah. But today it's live, laugh, avoid. But Nate, how are you?
I'm doing pretty well. I can't complain. It is Monday. It's actually Tuesday, but it's Monday now for the podcast. Yeah. I always love this podcast. I love that we get to, I feel like I'm recording in the future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Hopefully by now the machines have not yet taken over.
Hopefully.
Skynet, we're watching you. But Nate, tonight we're not avoiding each other, but we are avoiding possibly selling some players at all costs. So let's get into it. Who's your first avoid, Nate?
Yeah, my first avoid, Mike. And look, this isn't too out of range for me. I'm avoiding an older running back. And this year, it's Saquon Barkley. He is 27 years old, and he is a pending free agent. Doesn't sound like the Giants are going to franchise tag him. I'm sure they'll try to work out an extension with him if they can. But if it doesn't work out, then he's probably on the move somewhere. And, Mike, I haven't been too impressed by free agent running backs over the past couple of years. They have not gotten me excited. And while I do think Barkley is going to be fantasy relevant and productive for the next year, next 2 years, I could totally see Barkley being someone, you know, on a competing team you're happy to have for the next 2 years. But at this point, at 27 years old, Mike, and how quickly we saw Austin Eckler hit that cliff last year, you know, I think Barkley is a better overall athlete than Eckler. But, man, I'd rather be a year early than a year late with these running backs. Their value drops so hard, especially once the season ends, you know. Barkley's values just dropped since the season's ended. And it's going to go back up a little bit, especially once everyone's got to start setting lineups again. And Barkley has a place where I'm sure whoever picks him up is going to be invested in him. Like I said, I think he's going to be fantasy relevant. If you're a contending team, I'd probably hold on to him. But I wouldn't necessarily go out there looking to acquire him if I'm in any startup drafts or anything, because he's a 27-year-old running back without a team currently. And, Mike, I don't like the question marks at running back. I don't like running backs in the first place, so once they get scary and unknown, I just tend to avoid them. That's just kind of how I go about life as well, just kind of avoiding my problems. I avoid running backs, and Saquon Barkley is the running back that I'm now avoiding, someone I've been interested in buying for, you know, a couple of years now. He's been a top performer, but look, if he goes back to the Giants have to turn it around for him to really improve. He was second most in the NFL last year with opportunity share in the backfield for any running back, and was the RB9 on points per game. Obviously, that's good, but I mean, he's one of the most used running backs outside of CMC, and we saw CMC put up incredible numbers. Barkley just unfortunately has not been able to reach quite that level, and of course, some of it's team dependent, but are the Giants really going to turn around just like that? Daniel Jones coming off of his injury, they don't have a ton of pieces already in place, and if he goes somewhere else, the volume's less likely than New York, where he was that full offense. Efficiency probably goes up. So like I said, if you're a competing team, I'd probably hold on to Barkley. But otherwise, I'm not really looking to acquire Barkley right now. Like I said, I'd rather be a year early than a year late. Let me see if I can move off of Barkley. Can I move off of Barkley? Maybe I'll get a Nico Collins. I really like that kind of trade. Can I get off Barkley and then maybe add a second on top and get two firsts back? Because I don't think you can get two firsts with Barkley. I don't think that's going to happen. But if you add a second on there, and then you ask for a 24 first and 25 first, a team that needs a running back, might be able to have a conversation started there. And then, Mike, one more trade for you. Saquon Barkley and Davante Adams. I saw this deal go through for Puka Nacua. Now, personally, I think you're going to have to add a little bit just value-wise. But at the same time, if you're looking at a competing team that needs a running back and they're okay, you know, with keeping the production, Davante Adams getting a little bit older, you might be able to have a conversation started with this move too. Something like that where you add Barkley, add an older wide receiver as well, and maybe upgrade to a better running back or a better wide receiver.
You know, and the thing that you hate about this is, you know, we still believe in the talent. It's just he's going to be able to handpick his spot, and it's going to be really tempting to want to acquire Saquon Barkley. But, you know, you got to have that post-trade clarity. And you gotta have it before you can pull the trigger there. And you gotta realize he's 27. He's taken a beating over his career. He does not have a lot of tread left on his tires. I would look elsewhere. So I do agree with your sentiment here, like where your head's at. So hey, let's move on to my void. That is Cleveland Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson.
Ooh.
He's not played a full season since 2020, by the way, and he held out in 2021. Been held off the field because of suspension, shoulder issues this past year. The offense actually looked better without him, Nate. I don't know if you know that.
I definitely did because my boy Joe Flacco. Tell us about him.
And, you know, here's the thing. I'm not just saying, hey, it looked better, but I got the numbers to back it up. So six games with Deshaun Watson. He was 105 of 171 for 1,115 yards, 7 touchdowns and 4 interceptions. Mike, those numbers are great, but what does it add up to? That adds up for you, 15.2 fantasy points per game. Joe Flacco, in 5 games, 123 out of 204, 1,616 yards, 13 touchdowns, and 8 interceptions. So, Nate, for you, my friend, that is 21.8 fantasy points per game. That is 6.6 fantasy points per game more. Mike, it's only 6 points. You ever lost a fantasy matchup by 0.1? Don't tell me 6 points don't matter. We've all done it. We've all had it. So in a super flex right now, you can move him for like late first. I'd even be inclined to move him for guys like Baker Mayfield. And his value is close to these guys on keep trade cut. Stephon Diggs, Mike Evans, in a super flex, you can get a little bit more on top of these guys because of the positional scarcity of quarterbacks sometimes. And Davante Adams as well. And then one quarterback. It's closer to a late second, Tyler Lockett, Kirk Cousins. I still think Kirk Cousins gets re-signed by the Vikings, by the way.
I don't know. They just they hired Josh McCown, I think it was, as their quarterback's coach, who was the quarterback, or it was the coach, I believe, or offensive coordinator, one of the two, at the high school that Drake May played at. So just throwing some connections out there.
And it begins. All right. Nate, who's your next avoid?
Mike, another running back, believe it or not. Wow.
And they said you don't like talking about running backs.
That's what they say. Look, DeAndre Swift, he's the next guy up that I'm going to kind of avoid. And a little bit younger than Saquon Barkley. DeAndre Swift, only 25 years old, but he's coming off a career worst year, Mike. I don't know if that's obvious because, you know, he's had some fun years, and this year kind of didn't look too great, looks good, but overall, career worst year, RB24 in points per game. Now he's going into free agency. And I don't think the Eagles are going to bring him back. You're an Eagles fan. Do you think they're going to bring him back?
You know, I'm all over the place on this. He is from Philadelphia, so I feel like he would take a hometown discount to stay there. One of the things that they talk about in the media is not everybody likes playing for their hometown team because, that you know, it's a distraction. He apparently really embraced it. So I think it's more likely than if it was a different running back. But that being said, because it's the Philadelphia Eagles, I still give it a 65-35% chance that he's not back. you know, 65% that he's not. Yeah.
So, you know, we'll see what happens there. But even if he's back, am I even interested is it better if he's back with the Eagles? You know, he's in the same system, sure. I mean, there's a different offensive coordinator, but it's not like he had a great year last year with the Eagles. A decent year for, you know, with how the running back landscape looks, but not anything that you're excited about or you want to continue to invest in. And so with that, if I can get rid of DeAndre Swift and get a second round pick, I'm happy.
Sure.
Like, honestly, like, if I can get any kind of second, I'm pretty off on DeAndre Swift. You know, he's been good. He's shown flashes, but he's never put together a full season that's impressed me, really. And I'm just, now that he's out of his rookie contract, he's going to free agency. This, we got the same old song and dance. Not interested myself. I'm looking to move off of him. Like I said, can I get a mid-second? Can I move Swift and a second for Drake London, Mike?
I don't know.
Swift in an early second for Drake London? I would make that move.
Yeah, I'll do that. And also, I did forget the Eagles do get a conditional pick if he does not come back. So he won't be back. Howie loves those conditional picks.
Gosh, you get a fifth round pick and conditional pick, and that's worth it.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. And they traded a fifth round pick for him last year during the draft. So essentially he played there with house money. They just got back what they traded, which they would do. Yeah, I would do that. I agree. You know, even I had him in places, and the second that he got on the Eagles, I was trying to trade him. I was trade Eagles running backs away. But I like this.
Yeah, Kenny Gainwell was playing over him for a large portion of the season.
It was the first week. And then when they tried to make Kenneth Gainwell the starter, they quickly realized that Kenneth Gainwell is not a starting running back in the NFL. And then they started giving DeAndre Swift the ball more. And they're like, oh, that guy is a starting running back in the NFL. Got it. But I do agree with this. I'm fine with avoiding free agent running back because we just don't know what could happen. So much of our focus here is protecting our assets in Dynasty, keeping the long-term vision in mind. Aura reflects this mindset with the most important assets in your life. Have you ever received a spam call or suspicious email? It's not just annoying, it's a sign of a much larger problem. Behind these unwanted communications are data brokers, websites that buy and sell your personal information without your consent. I recently did a search for my own name online and was shocked to find my information plastered across multiple data broker sites. That's when I realized just how vulnerable my online presence really was. Enter Aura. They're more than just an online security service. They're your personal bodyguard in the digital world. Aura actively identifies which data brokers are selling your info and takes swift action by sending opt-out requests on your behalf. Not only does this cut down on spam, but it also shields you and your loved ones from potential cyber threats and hackers. Think about it. Your address, email, health records, even details about your family are all out there for anyone to exploit. But Aura doesn't just stop at protection. They offer unparalleled convenience, too. With their comprehensive suite of tools, including antivirus, VPN, password management, and identity theft insurance, you can safeguard your online presence with ease from the app on your phone or desktop. It's like locking all your doors with one key. I've made the choice to take my online privacy seriously, and with Aura by my side, I have the peace of mind to focus on what truly matters. If you value your privacy as much as I do, don't wait any longer. Check out Aura today and take control of your online presence. Go to aura.com/dynastyrewind to start your 2-week free trial on us. The link will be in the description of this podcast. Don't wait. Protect yourself today. All right, Nate, let's get back to it. Would you like to know who I'm avoiding next?
I would love to know.
Would you like to know that it is Tennessee Titans wide receiver Treylon Burks?
I don't know if I love that.
Why not?
Because I like Burks. Why are you avoiding him, Mike?
Because the vibes don't jive, Nate. But he's also only played in 22 of 34 possible games. That's him missing 12 games in 2 years, okay? So when you see 22 out of 34, you may not think it's a lot. The 16 games a year. And you know what? For what you paid to get him, that's why it's unacceptable, okay? It's not acceptable. We need you on the field. He only has 5 career red zone targets, by the way. And for a receiver his size, not so good. DeAndre Hopkins at 31 was better than him last year. 75 catches, 1,057 yards, and 7 touchdowns with absolute ass quarterback play. And last time I checked, wasn't D-Hop supposed to not be their wide receiver one last year?
I don't know. That whole offense was bad.
You brought the, I believe the expectation was Treylon Burks is going to take a step forward. Kyle Phillips is going to do Kyle Phillips things. DeAndre Hopkins is just going to get mixed in there, here and there. Yeah, there he is at 31, being their leading wide receiver. Fantastic. So right now, you can move him, super flex, a little bit depressed. You're looking at a late second, Chuba Hubbard, Aaron Rodgers. That's what he's valued around. I think you could do a little bit better, especially if you're in a one quarterback league. Look at like a mid second, Elijah Moore, Kirk Cousins. That's where his value is right now. So you can see on Keep Trade Cut, his value is very depressed. So other people don't believe as well, Nate.
I mean, I want to believe Mike, but at this point, I'm not really going out and acquiring him, not for a second round pick. If I can get him for a third, I'd take another swing on him. But I agree here at this price, I have to avoid still.
Either or. Let me give you an either or. Who would you rather acquire right now? Treylon Burks or Jonathan Mingo?
Oh, man.
Should I throw a third one in there and put Quentin Johnston in there too?
Back to back to back.
Yeah.
Gosh. I mean, I'll just – Mike, I don't know. I guess I'll take Quentin Johnston out of those three. And if you bring it back to the Jonathan Mingo, Treylon Burks – at least Mingo was out there, man. Give me Mingo, I guess.
Yeah, I guess I'll take Mingo because I think of the three, he's still the cheapest without doing a price check.
He's the cheapest, and he was out there the entire season running sprints.
He was.
Not catching a lot of passes, but he ran a lot of routes.
I will say the Carolina offense was also terrible last year. They were worse than the Titans offense. So. But, Nick, give me another avoid. I wonder if it'll be a running back.
I wonder, Mike, do you think I would put three running backs for this segment? Do you really think I would do that?
How is it humanly possible?
I don't know. But this year and last year, and I think maybe the year before that, I'm avoiding Damian Pierce. And look, I was right. I was right. Maybe I wasn't right going into his rookie year, but I told everyone, look, I expect him to do good things in his rookie year. But after that, you better move on. Sure hope you did. Because if you didn't, you did not have a very good 2023 season with Damian Pierce. And if you're looking to get back in, you're looking, hey, Devin Singletary is a free agent. You know, Damian Pierce is going to have that backfield back to himself. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it.
No.
Don't do it. Look, Damian Pierce, they've already been linked with bringing Singletary back, linked with free agent running backs. And Damian Pierce isn't that great, unfortunately. He had a good rookie season. You could maybe argue it's pretty good. But he really fell off last season. Really, really fell off. And seven out of the last eight games last year, he had a PFF rating 60 or below, which, Mike, 60 is average. So seven out of the last eight games last year, below average. And we saw that, and that's why he lost his job to Devin Singletary. He originally lost it a little bit to injury, but he could not take it back really at all when he got back on the field. And that culminated with when we got to the Texans versus the Ravens in the biggest game of the year for Houston, Damian Pierce didn't get a single touch on offense. And if that is not indicative of what that team thinks of him and how he fell throughout the year, where he was the starter week one versus Baltimore, and then they finished their year and he didn't even get a single touch against Baltimore. The only time he touched the ball was on a kickoff that he fumbled, Mike. Damian Pierce, he has just fallen off from where we had him after his rookie year. And while he's going to stick around, and I'm sure he's going to pop up a couple more times, you should not be going out there acquiring him right now. He's still valued around a late second. And I just cannot get behind that at all. I'm definitely moving him for a late second and early third. Two thirds would be lovely. Can you get a guy like Michael Mayer?
Ooh.
Can you put together Pierce in a second round pick? Can you go after maybe Jacobs? Upgrade your running back position. You know, it shouldn't be that easy to upgrade from Damian Pierce to Josh Jacobs right now, but I think you might be able to do it with a second round pick with the unknown around Jacobs.
I got to be honest with you too. People, they love to hate Devin Singletary, but Devin Singletary is good, man.
He's been good for a long time, man.
He had almost 900 yards rushing. He had four touchdowns. Puts in some receiving work, 30 catches for 193 yards. The guy who wasn't supposed to be the running back ended up being the best running back on the team. I'm all in on this. I completely understand where you're coming from. yes, I'm avoiding selling if I can as well.
And Mike, I have to just take at least one more chance to just say, I told you guys. I told you. Day three running backs, man. I didn't make the rules. I'm just here to tell you what I've been seeing. NFL doesn't care. If you're a day three running back and you start looking bad all of a sudden, you're out.
Yeah, so Kyren Williams better watch it. Another guy that I am avoiding another Pierce, by the way, and that is Indianapolis Colts wide receiver Alec Pierce. His receptions and yards went down from 22 to 23, went from 41 to 32, 593 to 514. Can Anthony Richardson support three wide receivers? I believe Michael Pittman will be back. Josh Downs looked really good.
Yep.
Can Alec Pierce be anything more than a 514-yard wide receiver on 32 receptions? I don't know in this offense if he can. So, you know, I think right now you can get him for like – you can move him for like a late second, early third. He's also valued around guys like J.K. Dobbins and Greg Dulcich. He might be able to do a little bit better than that, I believe. And in one quarterback, it's like an early third, late second again, Noah Brown, Curtis Samuel – two guys. Now, Curtis Samuel interests me a little bit because he's going to get to choose where he wants to go. And Curtis Samuel's been very effective as well. Yeah. And I think Noah Brown might get some looks in free agency as well. Noah Brown played some good football for the Texans before he got hurt last year. I'm curious to see where he goes in the offseason. So a couple things here. But Alec Pierce, a guy who concerns me a little bit moving forward.
Yeah, I think Alec Pierce is just a better NFL player than he is a fantasy player, Mike.
That's fine. It's fine for him.
Alec Pierce runs a really, really good go route. He's really, really good at it. He's not really, really great at much else, though. And that's okay because he's one of the better deep threats in the NFL, and the Colts use him that way.
Yeah.
That's kind of his role. That's what he's going to be doing. So don't expect too much more than that.
Yeah, and don't expect too much more from us because that's going to wrap it up. But, hey, before you go, 5-star view on Apple Podcasts would help. Don't forget a week free in the Patreon, patreon.com/DynastyRewind. We got more great stuff coming up for you guys. So stay tuned. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time. If you want to level up above your competition, we invite you to become a member of our Patreon. For as little as $1 a month, you get access to our Discord chat where advice is at your fingertips 24/7. When you level up to our $5 or $10 tiers, you get bonus podcasts, rankings, and specific tier-based chats. We are offering a free 7-day trial for a limited time, so head to patreon.com/DynastyRewind and tier up now. All right, everyone, that is going to do it for us this week. But if you're headed to a game, make sure you check out SeatGeek.com. It's your one-stop shop for all things live events. It offers the best price available. Use the promo code DynastyRewind. You'll get $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase. Don't forget, if you want to play some best ball, head on over to Underdog. It's the easiest buy-in in fantasy football. And it's not having to worry about setting your lineups, man. That's what it's all about. So again, underdog.com. Use the promo code Rewind. A 100% match on your first deposit up to $100. Visit our store over at payhip.com/DynastyRewind. That's where you find our roster reviews. That's where you find all of our manuals and everything like that. Head on over there now. Grab some merch at spreadshop.com. Link is down below. And we want to see you in our community. And that is patreon.com/DynastyRewind. But till next time, everybody, for my faithful co-hosts, Chev Nooney and Nate Christian, I'm your host, Michael Bauer. Be kind, please rewind. Thank you for listening.